Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is, Who Do I Have to Become to Get What I Want? Far too often in my career, I have observed people who focus exclusively on the things they need to do to achieve their goals without giving any consideration to their personal characteristics. In other words, they never ask themselves if they have the traits necessary to accomplish their objectives. And if they don't, are they willing to do what it takes to become the person they need to be? Several personal development gurus have written on this concept. Jim Rohn, one of my personal mentors, has said, "For your life to get better, you must get better." Expressed another way by Les Brown, "To achieve something you've never achieved before, you must become someone you've never been." Darren Hardy, publisher of Success Magazine, has also focused on this idea. He truly is a master of doing the little things that matter. Perhaps that's why we become friends. I highly recommend reading Darren's Designing the Best 10 Years of Your Life series in the Success Magazine blog. In part 6, he provided two examples to illustrate the significance of becoming the person worthy of achieving your goals. Here's the first example. When I was single and ready to find my wife to be married, I made a long list of the qualities of the perfect woman for me. I filled up more than 40 pages describing my wife to be in great detail, her personality, character, key attributes, attitudes and philosophies about life, tastes, interest, and even the kind of family she'd come from, culture, and of course, physical makeup, down to the texture of her hair. I wrote in depth about what our life would be like and what we would do together. I then looked back at every aspect on my list and I asked, do I have those attributes myself? Additionally, I asked myself this question, what kind of man would a woman like this be looking for? Who do I need to be to attract a woman of this substance? I made a list of all the traits, qualities, behaviors, attitudes, and characteristics that I assumed a woman of this caliber would be looking for in a man. Then I went to work on becoming this person. Guess what? It worked. As if she was peeled off the pages of my journal and appeared in front of me, my wife is exactly what I described for her in almost eerie detail. The key for me was getting clear on who I'd have to be to attract a woman of her quality. Here's another example. Let's say your goal is to earn $100,000 this year. Now we would need to ask the question, who do you need to become to earn an extra $100,000? Your answer might include some attributes such as, I am a disciplined master of time efficiency. I focus solely on high payoff and high productivity actions. I wake up an hour earlier and review my priority objectives each morning. I fuel my mind properly and exercise 4 days a week so I'm energetic and highly effective each work hour. I feed my mind ideas and inspiration that will support and bolster my passion. I surround myself with peers and mentors who elevate my expectations and prod me to rise to greater levels of discipline, commitment, and excellence. I am a smart, confident, and effective leader. I seek and cultivate the strengths and greatnesses of everyone around me. I deliver excellence to my clients and continually find ways to wow them, encouraging them to give me repeat transactions and abundant referrals. Darren's example also reinforces the fact that if you want to increase your income, you must first increase your value. Let me offer you 5 challenges. First, select one of your most important goals and define it as clearly as possible, just as Darren did in describing his future wife. The more clarity you bring to what you want, the more likely you are to achieve it. Second, set your sights high. One of the reasons I've enjoyed a rewarding and satisfying career is because 25 years ago, I made a list of all the elements I was looking for in a dream business. Third, determine who you must become to achieve your goal. Make a list of the qualities and attributes that you must have to be the person worthy of achieving that goal. Identify which of those characteristics you currently possess and determine whether improvement is needed. And most importantly, recognize those you don't have so that you know where you need to focus your efforts. And fourth, believe in yourself. You are an amazing creation capable of achieving anything you desire. Make "I can do it" your mantra and repeat it daily. And fifth, start today to focus on becoming the person worthy of achieving your goals. Remember that growth comes from the compounding effect of small daily improvements. So, will you accept my challenge? It will define your future. As my mentor Jim Rohn has said, when you become a millionaire, it's not the $1 million that makes you valuable. It's the person that you've become in the process.